Are you shy or afraid to get coaching on our live radio show? No worries. We here at It's About Nothing offer personal one-on-one coaching sessions. Just visit itsaboutnothing.com and click on coaching. That's itsaboutnothing.com and click on coaching. The South Florida real estate market is hot. For personal assistance in buying or selling your castle by the beach in the Fort Lauderdale area, contact the agent who is on fire, Renee Ponta, at 954-401-8700. She will have your transaction flow with freedom and ease. Renee Ponta, 954-401-8700. Are you hungry? Where can you find the best jerk in town? At Jerk Machine, of course, succulent jerk chicken, sweet and spicy jerk pork. Everything you want in Jamaican cuisine, you can get at Jerk Machine. Two locations to serve you in Lauderhill and Plantation. 1-800-797-JERK. We don't joke. We jerk. Looking to build or remodel your property? Contact Pantaleone Enterprises, Incorporated, 954-214-7425. With over 100 years of combined building experiences, we will return your call. Want to advertise with It's About Nothing? Go to itsaboutnothing.com. And click on Advertise with Us.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. I wasn't sure I was going to make it this morning. My cousin came in from a trade show. He's from Chicago. He came down to Florida. He came in last night. And then we ended up going hunting until about 2 in the morning.
You wild man, you.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a big four-wheel drive. We drove around. I got invited the other day to go, and the dang guy who I was supposed to go with, we're supposed to meet at 8 o'clock, and I couldn't even find where he was. I was lost for about 2 hours.
Uh-oh.
I was about ready to come home, and then the freaking found him. I'm out in the woods.
I got it.
So did you
like my homework?
Yeah. Actually, I I don't know why I didn't read it. I just read it this morning, and I was like, oh, okay, good. Perfect. Do we have anybody else coming on this morning, or do we know?
At the moment, I don't see. Kathy was thinking we were going to do 6:30.
Yeah.
And I must not have sent her the same text saying 7. But I sent her one this morning, so we'll see if she pops on. She had
okay.
The truck.
And then I'm only good for half an hour. I have... I went rain to pours. I usually don't get any company. So I got my cousin came in after his trade show yesterday. So he's staying here. And then my buddy came in from Alaska. And he just popped up at my door about 30 minutes ago. So we're going to go eat some breakfast here when I get off the call.
Oh, cool.
I'm catching up with him. I ain't seen him in about 10 years. We usually talk about every 2 or 3 months, but Got all kinds of company today.
Well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm afraid I made arrangements for my cousin to go visit my mom and have lunch with her because I've got work I've got to do out of my shop. And I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with my Alaska buddy, but we're going to go have breakfast and figure it out.
Well, I can, we can hold off on this topic until next week and just use it for fodder for the week, or we can do a quick version now, and then I'll send you an email with basically what I created for the... Oh, here she is.
Hello.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Oh, hello. I'm okay. No, sticky.
How's the throat?
The doctor gave me that, some of that spray stuff that you use to anesthetize your throat.
Oh, got it. Like a chloroseptic.
And some antibiotics. Blah, blah, blah.
Got it. Well, Henry was just telling me that he just got visited by a relative, so he's short for the show. And so I thought we would just kind of discuss, since I changed it back to 7 last night because I was trying to figure out how to do the show and was like, okay. And then I never pushed send, so all my reminders and everything were on my phone are set for 7, so that's why I didn't change it back to 6:30. So Henry, does 7:30 your time work every week?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
all right. Well, I'll change my reminders then. Are you good for an hour, or do you want to do 30 minutes? Did I lose everybody?
No, I'm here.
I went on mute. I have a plane flying over.
Oh, sorry. Are you good for 60 minutes? Oh, plane is still flying. Got it.
Yeah. All right. I'll be good for 60 minutes for the 7:30?
Yeah, starting next week then?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
So I thought I would take on a couple of weeks, Kathy, with looking at every day we tell ourselves lies and then live with the breakdowns of integrity that happen as we plod along, bumping into the potholes of lies. Excuse me, the potholes of the lies. What does it look like to actually open them up and work through them? On this call, Coach Henry and Coach Les will take a look at their own lives and discuss this assignment. Where have you lied to yourself in the last 24 hours and why? Hold on 1 second, I got a page up. My computer to work here. Where have you lied to yourself in the last 24 hours and why? ... Each of us look and be prepared to share and do the work. This will give us the necessary information to work with. And as we are always at work on our integrity every day in our lives, bingo, our training ground and development arena. Looking forward to great times and fun experiences to be shared by all. Listeners will have 10 to 15 minutes at the end to ask questions.
So did you want to touch on that a little bit right now?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, because I got a couple of things. One is I have a job, a welding job I was working on, and I knew I had company coming. And yesterday I was committed to get the welding done, and I was going to paint the parts today, and I ended up taking a break, many breaks during the day, and so now I'm only halfway done with the welding job, and I was sure I was going to be done with it yesterday. And, I see the impact. Now I'm sending my cousin off to go spend the day with my mom so I can get the job done, you know. But I'd intended on staying with him all day, and then my other friend came in, and so I thought we'd all be hanging out. And then, so that's kind of put a shift in what's going on with my schedule and what I'm doing and the time that I get to spend with my friends and family. But I'm trying to look at, you know, I know the assignment was in the past 24 hours, but I've been looking at it since this past Sunday. I caught myself, our preacher had a sermon, and part of it was on gossiping. And I've caught myself all week gossiping. And I'm kicking myself in the back because I hate gossips. And, you know, so I just keep catching myself talking about somebody in not a positive way. And so that's been a big lie that I've had going on for myself, is that I don't gossip. You know?
Right.
And I've been gossiping. You know, it's I'm telling one friend about another friend, and it's like, bam, there I go again. So that's...
So I think, you know, both of those are what I would call extraordinarily powerful topics for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you agree, Kathy?
What did you call them?
Powerful topics for both of us, for all of us.
Helpful topics?
Powerful.
I'm not getting
topics.
The adjective. Powerful.
Yeah.
They're powerful topics for both of us, for all of us,
yeah.
Every day. Because one is about procrastination with a job. And the second one would be gossiping when we have a commitment not to gossip. Would you agree that those are both pretty prevalent in society, Kath?
I imagine they are.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you were tracking with the conversation, so that's fine. And you had said you had a limited ability to vocalize this morning, so I just wanted to make sure that I'll ask you yes or no questions as we go through this. Okay. All right. So here's what I hear in that, Henry, is two things, really. With a lie, when we lie, there's always what I would call a cost, there's a cost that it gives us in life to lie like that, but the payoff is something that is greater than what it costs us in the moment that we do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, really, it gives us momentum or inertial capacity to lie and feel okay about it. Because the payoff is so powerful in the moment that we don't realize the expense in our life, the cost that's being generated by that lie.
Yeah, I can see that now looking back on it. Of course, when I'm in the middle of it, it's just what's going on, you know. It's just autopilot, you know.
So I think one of the places to look inside of this is, so how, you know, how do we stop ourselves at a certain point before it becomes inertially driven into creating an upset or a problem for us?
Yeah.
So my first question would be, you know, and mine is, you know, one of everybody's favorites is, you know, yesterday I said, I'm going to the gym. And no matter what it takes, I will be at the gym before midnight. And guess how well that worked out. So for me, that's another common one. You know, you've got the work one, you've got the gossip one, and then the one that I have, gym/exercise. And I think
can you tell me for sure? I mean, there's two ways that could be playing out. One is just life is unpredictable, and you really did need to respond to what you did throughout the day, and the other things did have higher priority. That's just how life isn't, you know, necessarily unfold according to plan. And then there's this other scenario, which is, oh, I'm going to tell myself that I'm going to go, but I'm not, and I really don't really have the motivation. That's like, that to me may be more along the lines of what you mean by misleading yourself. Which one was it?
Saying that you asked that question, because I think both of them, one is, you know, yes, life is unpredictable. When you're at the effect of life, in other words, many people live their life in what I would call a backward modality, and that's something happens, react. So it's effect, cause, life, as opposed to going, you know what, I'm at cause of my life no matter what. So as life comes at me, I choose powerfully each moment what step I make to respond to how life comes at me.
Nevertheless, it doesn't change that the various things that, you know, you're creating, at the moment you're making that choice. This thing is more important. This thing is more important.
Right. So then the question that I ask at some point is, okay, health is one of those things that we constantly are willing to set aside, going, I'll get to it tomorrow. And we don't realize the impact, the cost of doing that over and over and over and over.
Yeah, for me, it's real simple. It's just the integrity of my word, and my word don't mean shit, you know, because I have a commitment that I want to live into, and it doesn't work for me to procrastinate, and it doesn't work for me to gossip, and it's unknowingly, I don't realize it at the time, but it, you know, it's stealing my power away from my word. So if I'm going to be a particular way and act a particular way and I'm not doing that, then, it's just, you know, that becomes who I am. you know, at the moment.
Yeah. So here's a great example, Kathy. I've got a great question for you here. If you're a parent and you have a child and you're at work and the boss comes in and says, I really need you to do this. If you're a parent and you have to pick your kid up at school because it closes, you don't have a choice. Well, you do have a choice, but you've made a commitment to your child. You can't leave your child at a closed school, correct?
Right.
Therefore, why do we sell out on, you know, going to the gym?
Well, that's what I was asking you. Were you selling out on it? Or were you? I mean, I don't know what the answer is. There's times where, I'm just saying there could be two ways it's playing out. One is if it is the case that you're continually making it less important, making it less important, making it less important, then that's something to look at.
Yep.
That's different than... in fact, I had to pick up my kid, and that was the darn fact of it. And picking up the kid came before the going to the exercise. So
yes.
That's all I'm saying.
No, it's a great one.
Yeah, and I think there's habit in some of the both of what you guys are talking about that's relevant.
Oh, yeah, and I think it's a great question, but with – Even with either of those options, making it less important or it's a fact of the matter, every day we tell ourselves a lie and we live with the breakdown of integrity, regardless of whether it's I'm putting it off just because I'm putting it off because I really don't want to go do it and I'm procrastinating. And in that moment, I go, oh, I'm just so tired. I don't want to go work out. I'll go tomorrow. My statement here, my point of view to play inside of this conversation is in that moment, we think that the two situations are different. One being life is unpredictable, two being we're just not motivated and we make it less important. I want to throw out there an assertion that there's no difference. It's still a lie. It's still breaking our word. Still has a cost. But in the moment, there's a payoff. In the moment of it happening, we get something out of that lie that we see as more important, more rewarding than doing the action.
Seems like the easiest thing in that case is don't predict that you're going to go do something when you can't make sure that it happens. Like, and then I guess it doesn't even sound compelling to me. I don't even understand why. I guess to me, what seems compelling about you choosing not to go to the gym isn't about lies. Even the word lie, I don't even know why you would apply it to yourself in a sense. Like, how does that motivate you?
Well, it's not about motivating.
Then why is it helpful to help you get your life where you want it to be? Like, I want to use frameworks that can motivate me.
Right. One of the things is to start to distinguish how your integrity is out and the lies that we tell ourselves. To have that breach in integrity be okay.
Well, what about the lie that you have breaches of integrity? Like, what about your lie that you have breaches of integrity, Les? What if, you know, you looked at yourself as someone who was full of integrity? That you were a beautiful being and that, you know, that I, what I was going to share in terms of something that felt like a lie was shame. That's me forgetting that I'm a beautiful person. That's me not, it's like buying into something that's not true, whatever the shame is.
Oh, you bet. That's part of it. But that shame is a, that shame is something that gives you a payoff. When you shame yourself, you get a payoff. That's juicy. Shaming yourself provides something, and we don't realize what it costs us to shame ourselves. That's all part of it. That's the same thing. That it's just another way to look at it. It's another cut of the same piece. That shame is a lie that we tell ourselves. Now, this may not be the truth, but I want to invite you to look and see how we lie to ourselves, how we shame ourselves, how we break our word to ourselves ongoingly in the interests of a false sense of, ooh, well, this is better. This mode, I'm not really lying to myself. I'm not really doing this. I just don't have a choice.
No, you do have a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Choices are, that I prefer that. Like, that's what, like, when I think about my relationship with exercise, I'm just making a choice in each moment. And I made that choice.
Yep.
And that's the way most of us look at it on a regular basis.
Well, some people, like, get into a victim place about it.
Well, that's the shame. Yeah, yeah, that's the shame place again. Which I'm, part of my little game today is to assert that is a way that we lie to ourselves to try and make everything okay.
Place I go when I catch myself there, if I catch myself there, a lot of times I'll do it and not even realize it, but the first place I go is I beat myself up. Because I said I would do something, I ended up getting sidetracked or doing something else or you can look at it like, oh, I just changed my mind. That's all. But reality of it is, I'm committed to finishing a project at a certain time, and instead of finishing it, I went and did something else, and now the project still has to be completed, and now I have to deal with all the weight of everything that, I had to put off, and the things I have to shift my schedule and all that stuff. So where the power is to be able to just keep my word and do what I say. As simple as that.
What's holding you back from that?
Say that again, Kathy.
What's holding you back from that?
Habit, part of it. Because one of the things I do quite often is procrastinate. And I'll be committed to getting something done or doing something. And then I'll look at another thing that I would like to get done instead. And then I've got to go back and eventually finish or not finish what I procrastinated. And I look around my shop, for instance, and I've got hundreds of different projects that are incomplete, and it leaves my life a mess.
In being responsible, we have 2 minutes, and
yeah.
This is I think this is a great place for us to pause and think about and pick up and play with next week.
Perfect. Yeah, because it's a great topic. And for me to be able to look for myself and where I do this in my life is the opportunity to step up and keep my word and do what I say I'm going to do. Versus just being on rails and on the track of where what I've been doing, you know. And then I can share with what shows up, you know.
So thank you both. Kathy, thanks for coming on regardless of your strep. And we'll look forward to continuing this topic in 7 days.
Cool.
Nice to speak with you both.
Yep. And thank you guys. And thanks for bringing up that topic too. That's great. And I look forward to keeping that in the forefront, you know, in the ongoing week and you know, see what shows up.
Awesome.
And being more responsible for my word, you know.
Welcome to the day.
Cool. Thank you guys for being here and listening.
Thank you. Thank you likewise.
Okay.
And I hope you feel better, Cass.
Thanks, Les.
All right. And it's 8:30, and I am out. Have a great day and a great week. We'll see you guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.